The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Studio Channel Islands has an exciting event coming up. It's the 4th Annual Arts Alive Festival. This two-day event features more than 125 artists, entertainers, and art organizations. Bring the entire family and enjoy Kids Corner, art demos, music, singing, dancing, and more. The festival takes place on Saturday, May 27th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, May 28th from 11 to 4. Also, visit Studio Channel Islands Art Studios on the first day of each month. View more than 40 of the area's best artists, paintings, and sculptures. Open to the public every first Saturday of the month. Free admission and free parking. June 3rd, July 1st, and August 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, please visit StudioChannelIslands.org.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And of course, this is Mother's Day weekend. And gosh, I tell you, everybody's got a mother, first of all, right? That's like a theory.
My kids have a beautiful mother.
See, there you go. I love that. And anyways, I just want to start off with wishing all of you a happy Mother's Day. And of course, as Mother's Day approach this year, it doesn't really take a Mother's Day to realize how much I miss my mom and how proud I am of my daughters who are moms now. But all of us, you know what, all the way through this, you know, year, you should just take a moment to be grateful for the people that are in our lives, and even for the single fathers that are being moms, whoever it is, whoever the cheerleader in your life is that is helping you to impact your children, that is, you know, who we want to thank. So, of course, we're going to start off with a little inspiration, and a mother is one who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take. And, you know, my mom used to say is one mom can raise 10 kids, but 10 kids can't help one mom. And so many times that's so true. So anyways, with that, Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. I'm so glad that you've tuned in to our show. We've got a great show for you today. And of course, my name is Kim Pagano. We're here from 6 to 8. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of stuff to give away. If you missed any part of our show, you can visit our website at KimPaganoShow.com or go to our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and subscribe there. I want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, because there's lots of more places that you can win prizes. With that, I want to talk about our first guest. I'm so excited to get Dr. Joel Fuhrman on here. His new book, Eat to Live, Quick and Easy Cookbook. Oh my God, I love this. And I love his theory, and he's helped so many people. So I'm really excited to be talking with him. So we're going to talk with him. Then we have Peter Tyus and from the studio Channel Island. And they're talking about their next event, Arts Alive Festival. It's going to be a great one, and they're a hidden treasure right there in Old Town Camarillo. And then last, we're going to talk with Allie Katz with her new book, Get the Most Out of Motherhood. With all that, I'm sure that we're going to find something great to talk about here. If you would like to be a part of it, please call us at 805-419-0008. And Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
It is festival time. California Strawberry Festival is happening. It's among the top festivals in the nation, with over 50 food booths, contests, rides, attractions, and yes, everything you can imagine to do with a strawberry. Delightful, delicious, fun, great music. Caneo Valley Days. I was raised in TO, so I know all about this. Caneo Valley Days is a blast, featuring live entertainment, carnival rides, motocross, and much, much more. Ojai Wine Festival, the 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival, will be on June 11th from noon to 4 at Lake Casitas Recreation Area. There's more water in the lake. We're very happy about that. Rolling Pin Donuts, a dozen donuts, the best in Ventura County, located in Camarillo. A donut a day is okay.
How about that? A donut a day keeps the doctor away.
Dr. Spence.
I love it. I like your practice. We'll see if Joel Fuhrman actually agrees with that. But
I'm sure he will, as long as it's done appropriately.
Okay.
And Nabo, with all the internet stuff you're doing, they are great.
They are great. And they've got their dinner coming up. And of course, that is Tuesday over at Tuesday from 5:30 is networking over at the Sterling Hills Golf Club. And oh my God, if you want to meet other women and other business owners, let me tell you, this is going to be a place to do it. And I love it. So definitely reach out to me if you want to know more about it. Or you can just call them at 805-728-1644 or go to info@nabovc.org. So lots of great stuff.
I'll wear my kilt.
Please do. Please do. Please do. Hey, also, I got two more things that actually you don't even know about, but Cafe Firenze is doing their Feast of the Beast. And of course, oh my God, it's all about food and wine. And that's going to Food Share this year. So we've got a lot of people going, and I'd love to share that with you. And I've got a pair of tickets for that. So let's just start off with that. That is May 18th at 5 p.m., and that's till the cow come home at Cafe Firenze. So we've got that. And one more surprise that I added is Circus Vargas. And Circus Vargas is coming to Thousand Oaks and Ventura, and I've got tickets. So call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, my pleasure. Excited to talk to you.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I love what you do. I love how you, bring your stuff to, this beautiful picture book is amazing, first of all. I'm, like, hungry already looking at it.
Well, thank you.
And it's all it's all healthy eats. It's all superfoods, correct?
Well, that's right. We want to let the public know that you don't have to have a heart attack if you don't want to. You don't have to have a stroke. You don't have to get demented when you get older. And we can win the war on cancer and wipe out 90% of cancers. In other words, nutritional science has made such incredible advances in the last 10 years that literally we have miraculous effects of preventing disease, living longer, having a happier and better life if people adopt nutritional excellence, which I call a nutritarian diet, a diet rich in phytochemicals and antioxidants. In other words, a diet rich in micronutrients humans need to prevent disease.
Right.
And we're eating a low-nutrient diet in America of processed foods that create disease, and it leads to just tremendous human tragedy. It just doesn't have to happen.
Dr. Furman, can you just tell everybody, I mean, I know that they've heard you on my show before and heard you on several shows. Can you tell everybody a little bit about who you are? And you have several amazing books that have been around forever, and they're like icons in our industry. So could you share that with everybody?
Yes, I've written 10 books. I've had 6 New York Times bestselling books, actually, including Eat to Live, The End of Dieting, The End of Heart Disease, The End of Diabetes, and Superimmunity. My PBS television shows, bringing nutritional excellence and nutritional information to the world of America, has been one of the most successful fundraising shows for PBS of all times. They've raised over $30 million for PBS television across the country. I'm the president of the Nutritional Research Foundation. I've been a board-certified family physician and nutritional researcher for more than 25 years now. And my mission is to show people there's no excuse that makes sense not to take good care of your health. You're not going to enjoy your life more. The food's not going to taste better. You're just going to suffer, and you're going to put yourself at very high risk. And I'm on a path to make it easier for people, to take away the obstacles. And that's what the Eat to Live, my newest book, the Eat to Live Quick and Easy Cookbook, is showing that you don't have to slave in your kitchen for hours, and the food can taste delicious, and there's really more ways to make it easier, and we can talk about that. But the point I'm making right now is that blood pressure medications, cholesterol-lowering drugs, diabetic medications have very little effect at extending life. Food is the key. Your health, the best health care is self-care. It's what you, how you live and what you do in your own kitchen that's going to protect your life, not going to doctors, not getting more drugs, and not getting more surgical procedures.
I
That's
so
not the answer.
Agree
the answer
with
is to
you.
Take care of it.
I love that. I so agree with you. You know what's so crazy is people want to live long, but do they ever say they want to live long and healthy? Right? And we need to, if you're not investing in yourself, we take care of our homes, we take care of our cars, we mow our lawns, we do all that, but we don't think about what is it going to take for our body to run the best. And I'm like right there. You know, my husband and I were sitting on the couch last night, and I said, you know, honey, let's get up and take a walk. Oh, do we? Yes, let's. You know, we kind of got lapsed back into that, and we all do that. And how do we lift ourselves up, start on back on our routine? And once you do that, you start to feel better. And I don't understand, you know, Dr. Furman, why do we kind of tend to lapse on ourselves? It's kind of like a mom, and we're talking about Mother's Day, we're last on the list.
Right. Well, you know, well, the most dangerous foods are the most addicting.
Mm.
And that's foods that are high in sugar and oil and salt. And, you know, the point I'm making right now is that these dangerous foods are highly addicting. And it's just like smoking cigarettes. They're painful when you try to stop them.
Wow.
You feel weak. You feel sick when you try to get off them. And then psychologically, they affect the brain because the dopamine stimulation from the high sugar and the high concentrated oils, the concentrated calories, makes you feel like a little bit shaky or a little bit anxiety, or, you know, and you crave that food again. And just like having to stay away from cigarettes or stay away from alcohol to get you to remove or lessen that addictive drive to want to eat it. It's the same thing with processed foods and junk food. You have to stay away from it for a while and feel a little bad for a week or so.
So it is like that flu feeling, right? And then you can get through it. It's okay. So that's
right.
A normal feeling to feel.
And people don't want to give up these foods because they make irrational excuses and delusional, the self-delusional excuses, because people want to maintain their addictions. And that's why they're so highly addicting. But here's the thing is that it's not about, but once you get through those few days, it gets easier. And then your tastes improve. And you start to like natural foods more.
I love it.
For example, you know, what's the favorite thing in America to eat? Like apple pie, right? They say as American as apple pie. Well, why not make a healthy apple pie a la mode with ice cream on top? And I call it nice cream.
Ooh.
Because, like, I make it with, like, frozen bananas, whip it up with, like, six macadamia nuts and a teaspoon of freshly ground vanilla bean powder. So you have this ground vanilla bean, you put a teaspoon in there, you whip it up in the blender, and you have a delicious ice cream that's healthy. So healthy, you can eat it for breakfast.
Sounds.
You can take an apple, you just slice up an apple, put it with some crushed walnuts in a pot. Well, first I put like currants or raisins at the bottom of the pot, cover it with an eighth of an inch of water just so the raisins and the currants get soft. put the apple or two on top, throw the walnuts on top, and they'll soften too. Steam it for 5 minutes with some cinnamon. It's delicious and soft and really has a great flavor. You take it out, you scoop some vanilla ice cream on top, and you have, of course, you don't have a crust, but you have a delicious apple pie a la mode that's so healthy, it can be a delicious breakfast. And you notice the apple pie, the ice cream is not that sweet. I didn't put any sugar or sweetener. It's just the sweetness from the banana itself. Mm. Now, I could make it sweeter by adding a date and not have to use maple syrup and honey and these dangerous sweeteners and sugar. But, you know, you don't even need it that sweet because your taste buds get stronger. And when you're eating healthy foods, you actually taste the natural sugar and natural foods are sweet enough for you.
Right. Joel, you know? Of course, that one's in your book, right?
Oh, yeah. And if you want to make it a chocolate ice cream, you could add a little cocoa powder to it. And then you'd add one soaked medjool date to make it, because, you know, the bitterness from the cocoa powder, you need a little bit more sweetener.
Wow.
But, yeah, these recipes are so easy to do, so delicious.
I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day with us right now. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Joel Fuhrman. What are the superfoods and the magic beans should we be eating every day for amazing benefits?
Well, I have an acronym. I call it GBOMBS. That's GBOMBS, which stands for greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds.
That's easy.
Each one of these foods individually has been shown to markedly lower cancer rates. Like, take flax seeds. Drops blood pressure tremendously, lowers cholesterol, but the effect on prostate cancer and breast cancer is amazing. Like, one study with women who have breast cancer showed a 71% decreased risk of death from breast cancer from people eating a little bit of lignans from flax seeds every day. We're talking about these foods, yes, there are superfoods. Mushrooms have been shown in an Asian study to lower breast cancer risk by more than 64% in women who consume them regularly. Every one of these foods has tremendously powerful effects, but we put a diet together with a full portfolio, you know, including all these superfoods simultaneously, and that's where the money's at, where people can really take charge of their health destiny.
So, okay, Joel, do you have to eat these raw, or can you have them steamed, or does any of that take any of the benefits out of them?
That's a very astute question.
Thank you.
Let's say, as you cook broccoli, you steam it a little bit, the nutrients get more absorbable. It actually increases their availability to the body. But as you steam it over 5 minutes, it starts to go down. And as you steam it over 10 minutes, there's almost nothing left.
Oh.
The point is that you have to, but if you want to keep it, if you want to cook it in a soup and cook the kale and the mustard greens or the turnip greens and you want to keep the nutrients and not damage the create that fight cancer, you can blend the kale or the bok choy or the mustard greens with it first. To blend it in a blender while still raw, you break open the cells, allow the enzyme called myrosinase to activate the formation of the ITCs. They're the isothiocyanates cyanides that prevent cancer. So the ITCs are formed best when the cell walls are crushed when it's raw. But once they're formed, the ITCs are heat stable. So now you can add that slurry of green mush. You could cook the, you know, blend the greens and the onions, which have those heat-sensitive enzymes in them, first while they're raw. Then pour them in the soup or the stew. And then you can cook them with the mushrooms and, you know, chopped or all kinds of beans and things. And then cooking them won't deactivate those anti-cancer ingredients. So that's right. There's a skill to knowing how to cook the foods, how to prepare the foods to maintain those beneficial nutrients. Likewise, mushrooms should be mostly cooked, not raw, because they have a mild carcinogen called agarotene that blows off a little bit of cooking. So the point is that we're showing people how to make it taste good, how to retain the anti-cancer nutrients, and how to cook them and use them in all types of ways, on, you know, salad dressings, soups, stews, chilies, burgers, desserts, in ways that still, where everything you're eating has powerful healing effects and protective effects against your long-term health.
Wow. So let me ask you, how can we unlearn our health unhealthy habits that are, you know, we've all fast food, all these things that we've been given our children, and how can we unlearn those?
Well, that's right. Nutritional science is so important. I mean, we should be reading, writing, arithmetic, and nutritional science taught throughout school, except now we have, you know, no nutritional education going throughout grade school, high schools, colleges, professional schools, and medical schools. They still don't learn anything about nutrition. It's just utterly amazing. It's the most important thing that you were saying earlier. We put money in a bank account, but then
right.
What good is that if you're in a nursing home or you're dead? Who could enjoy their later life if not around? If their full mental faculties are not intact, what good is living longer? And also, what good is it, and who wants to live and be in a nursing home where you can't take care of yourself or you can't think straight? The point is that this is so much more. This is that your health is your greatest wealth.
Yes.
And we have to put money in our health bank account. And that's about eating these beneficial foods when you're younger. and not waiting till, you know, so and of course, I'm repeating the idea that doctors aren't going to save us. Only we can protect our health. And I always say, you know, only you can prevent forest fires.
I totally agree with you. Joel, I know your book's everywhere. Where do we find it? I've even seen it at Costco now, right?
Isn't that incredible cool?
Excited for you. Yeah, I love getting
It's at Costco. Of course, they have it on Amazon and all of the bookstores and all over the place. But it's the fact that it's a major Costco book and there's a special edition in Costco with extra recipes. So I'm really thrilled about that.
I know.
And of course, my website is drfurman.com for people who want even more information. That's the DrFurman.
And Joel, leave us with give us like a favorite recipe for Mother's Day weekend.
I want people to eat more vegetables and, you know, beans and things. So one of my favorite recipes is just to take your favorite vegetables, broccoli, snow pea pods, shredded onion, maybe some cabbage or baby corn, whatever you want. There's scallions, like scallions and onions in there. I love it. Mushrooms in there. Just cut up those raw vegetables. Take a nice big wok, throw in a quarter cup of water, and start to toss it around for just 5 minutes, and throw the nice sauce on top. I have a great sauce made just by blending a few dates with some lemongrass paste to make a Thai sauce, a spoonful of peanut butter, maybe some hemp seeds in there, and some cumin or turmeric you put in there, which have anti-cancer effects. You whip that sauce up in the blender with a little water or maybe almond milk or soy milk. You get that sauce, and the thing's been cooking for 5 minutes. By the time you cook the sauce, it takes 5 minutes to make the sauce. You got it ready, you throw it in there, you whip it around for another couple, 2 or 3 minutes, and you got a whole dish, a whole dinner that tastes incredibly fantastic.
You are amazing. I love this. Again, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, Joel Furman and Dr. Joel Furman. And, of course, his newest book, Eat to Live, but all of his books are amazing. There's 131 delicious recipes for fast and sustained weight loss and reversing disease and lifelong health. Just really quick and easy recipes. Dr. Furman, I'd love you to come back. We didn't even touch on anything, and there's so much more to talk about. So I thank you so much for being a guest here.
Oh, love to. That sounds great.
You got it.
Best of health to you and your listeners.
Thank you, and same for you, and thank you for doing what you do. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we've got Peter in the studio, and we're going to be talking about Arts Alive Festival, and of course, that is over at the Channel Islands studio, and so we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up, and so stay with us. I've got some giveaways, and we've got Caneo Valley Days, and of course, it's their 61st annual Caneo Valley Days featuring live entertainment, carnivals, motocross, and much more. And it's Thursday through Sunday. And of course, that's over at the Caneo Creek Park. I've got tickets for you. If you need more information, go to CaneoValleyDays.us. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit MikeForLoans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we've got Peter Tyus in the studio. And we're talking about Studio Channel Islands. I'm telling you, it's funny because there's a lot of people that don't know about it. And it's a jewel sitting right in Old Town Camarillo. And one of my favorite places to go. Of course, I love art. It's just another way of communication. Peter, welcome, and thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
So I'm the new executive director at Studio Channel Islands, and I've come here from...
All the way from London, right?
Yeah, we got the plane. We didn't have to row. So I've known Camarillo for 20 or so years because my wife's from here. So this has always been our summer vacation place, and we decided a few years back that it was time for us to move and to come to America and to give our children a chance to have the same childhood that their mother enjoyed so much.
Perfect, perfect. And so tell us about Studio Channel Islands, okay? I mean, we just had, a huge event that I loved. Okay, I was telling everybody about that, but I want them to come to this Arts Alive that's happening. And so tell us all about that.
Arts Alive is it's a celebration of creativity. It's the opportunity to come and see the largest working artist studio in the county. We've got over 40 artists working in five different buildings across a huge site. It used to be an elementary school, and so it's got the blacktop and the playing field and all the classrooms. And they're just filled with artists who are all doing the most amazing work. And their work goes out around the world. They sell internationally, and they show it all across the states.
It's pretty amazing, I have to tell you, because what we have Saturdays, right, that you're welcome to go in mm-hmm. and kind of walk around.
Yeah, on the open Saturdays, the first Saturday of every month, all the doors are open, and there's an invitation to come in between 11 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon and come talk to the artists, see what they're doing, see where they're showing next, see what they're working on right now. And many of them also teach. So you can go and you can sign up for a workshop to learn how to weave or throw a pot, do some ceramics work. And there's just all manner of painters and sculptors. It's the most creative and amazing space in the community. And it is.
It really is, yeah.
And it's underused. We have such a huge site. And so when... Arts Alive comes around, we throw that whole site open and invite everybody that we know to come and to share what they do and to show that to the audience. And we just hope we can fill that whole space with as many people as can get there.
When is the exact date?
So it kicks off on Saturday the 27th of this month.
Okay.
People could come in. The gates open at 10. The live stage with the music is going to start around midday. And gates close around 5. And then on the Sunday, we're open again from 11 until 4, again with live music and all manner of amazing things to come and see and do.
Right. And now, what about your art gallery? You kind of didn't leave that.
Well, I kind of didn't mention that one because we're at the minute, we've put a turnaround exhibition in. It's a pop-up show that's on right now. And so if you have got the chance to get out there today or tomorrow or this Saturday, you will see Social Fiction, which is a collective of young artists who have produced a body of work that reflects social issues of today. And the most amazing artwork that I've seen in maybe a year or so, it's a giant sculpture which is hung from the ceiling. And it's made of shattered glass.
Ooh.
And it's got two projectors which fire beams into that glass cloud. And that is then reflected on the floor and the ceiling. And so you see these beautiful colors like stingrays floating along the walls.
It's like anything that the mind could possibly think of, right? That's what these artists are doing. I mean, we talked about this, and I'm sure my listeners will remember what the Collector's Choice, okay? Those are voted in art pieces, mm-hmm. right? And everybody comes for a cocktail party, and everybody gets a ticket, and then you get to go around and hopefully go home with what you like or what mm-hmm. you picked, right?
Yep.
So that was one of the things. And then the chair, I mean, you painted all these red chairs, right? And kind of conversation. So many amazing things. I think it's so interesting and how so many obviously creative artists and yourself and your team have put together.
We are having a great time.
I know.
it's a great place to go to work every day, and we really enjoy meeting the community in our gallery and seeing the fruits of the work that goes on in those studios and around the state. Because we show work that's not just from local artists, not just from our artists. Kevin Halligan, who's the artist that produced the glasswork, he's come up from Los Angeles with this work. And when we have Arts Alive on, with the exhibition in the gallery will be the next big thing, which is a call for entry. So there's going to be artists from all across the states who will have submitted work. And so right now we see the UPS guy pretty much every morning, and he comes in with the most amazing packages. And
I
it's
love
like,
it.
It's like Christmas.
I know.
We open these things up and we don't know what we're going to find.
I know. It is so. In fact, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking about The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, right here in the 805 Studio Channel Islands, their Arts Alive Festival. We got Peter Tyus in the studio. And Peter, you know, I mean, the art studio, the art gallery, you had music festivals a couple weeks ago. There's so many things. People need to be checking your website all the time so they can be a part of the comedy, right? Cocktails mm-hmm.
yep.
and comedy.
Yes.
We've got commercials. We've got it on my website. I've got it on Facebook. There's tickets to Always Win. How do they find out more about all this?
Well, you're right. They need to come to our website, and there they can sign up for our newsletter. And if they go there fairly quickly, they'll see that we've got Sean McMaster from the Magic Castle performing on Friday the 26th, and he's going to do his unique brand of comedy and magic. And that's going to be a great show. The tickets are flying on that one right now. So if you haven't heard of the show, or you were hoping to get a ticket on the door, you better go to the website pretty
yeah.
quickly.
What is the website?
It's www.studiochannelislands.org.
Okay. Say it again.
www.studiochannelislands.org.
Okay, perfect. It's on my website. It's on your newsletters. All your newsletters that you go, you can just click on that and we'll download right to their website. So again, just, you know what, really good times. Of course, we're talking about the one that's coming up right now, April 27th and 28th, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5, 11 to 4, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a charge to get into any of that?
It is a free to enter program. So you will be able to come in and spend the whole day with us and enjoy live music and
some vendors.
There's going to be a marketplace, but for us, what we've tried to do is to differentiate us from many of the other festivals that are around by having the opportunity to go and see demonstrations and take part in workshops for free with our artists. So all day, both days, there will be artists working with young people in the children's activity corner, and then you can go into the studios and you can try your hand at ceramic work or pastels, watercolors.
We get to try them?
Mm-hmm. Mm. This year's a new thing.
Oh, I like that.
And because these are teaching artists, they want you to find out whether or not you've got
a passion. I'm so going to be there. I always wanted to try and do that clay thing, you know, mm-hmm. and just see if I could do it.
Everybody wants to get their hands on the clay.
Isn't that the thing?
It's
okay,
amazing,
so
yeah.
I'm not alone. No. There's some amazing pieces coming out of there. I'm so excited to be a part of what you guys do there. And I'm telling you, if you are into communication, let's just say communication, because every single thing speaks to you in a different way. And I love it. I love it. Have you always been into art?
Yeah, I started working in the arts when I was still in university mm-hmm. and doing voluntary work. And then I've spent the last 15, 20 years just working in different ways to try to engage communities in what the arts have to offer in terms of quality of life, well-being, physical activity, and the social benefits of celebrating creativity as a community.
I love it. I really do. As a hair therapist, I know how important it is to, you know, to express yourself. And when you do and people get it and can hear your, you know, your kind of your calling or your message through your art, through whatever you do, it's so important. So I love it. I'm so excited to be a part of it. Again, we're talking about Studio Channel Islands. And, of course, that's located in Old Town Camarillo and right there on Ventura Road. And huge. It's huge. I'm telling you, there's so many entities of it. And it's so exciting to be there. So, again, Arts Alive. And, of course, that's April 27th and 28th, 10 to 5, 11 to 4. No charge. Lots of stuff to see. You could be a part of, you know, just seeing what maybe your next chapter is in your life that you want to do. Something, you know, just get involved. And then, of course, the Magic Show. What day is that?
That's on Friday, the 26th of May.
Okay. So we'll be talking about that again. Maybe we can get some tickets or something to give away. But we'd love to share that with you. And of course, all these cocktails and comedy are just so great. They have lots of events. So keep them on your calendar, on your radar. And Peter, always so good to talk to you. And thank you so much for being here and sharing another brighter side of the 805.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and let's see. I've got Feast of the Beast, and though I've got a pair of tickets. That's coming up May 8th, 18th, and that's 5 till the cows come home at Cafe Firenze. And, of course, it's all going to Food Share, Cafe Firenze in Moore Park, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a good time. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. Of course, it's Mother's Day weekend, and mothers are just special. We're special. We can, like, multitask. We could do all those things. And you know what the big thing is everybody's got a mother. If you're born, you've got a mother. So anyways, and you know, I'm missing my mom so much, but I know she's in my heart. And I thank you, all of you who have reached out to me to make my journey a little bit easier. And you know what? I want to do a giveaway. We've got California Strawberry Festival coming up, and I've got tickets for that. And of course, that is happening May 20th and 21st. I am going to be a judge out there. I'm not going to tell you where I'm going to be, because that's been a problem before, but I'm going to be out there, and it's one of my favorite things to do. So definitely, if you haven't already got your tickets, I'd love to have you share some tickets with you. And of course, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we've got tickets for you. There's going to be vendors, concerts, everything Strawberry. And of course, it's great family fun. And that's located at the Strawberry Meadows of College Park in Oxnard. So with that, we've got a mother coming on, and of course Allie Katz. She's been on our show before, and of course getting the most out of motherhood. And Allie, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Another book. Wow. You go, girlfriend.
Yes. That's, I know, it's so exciting.
I know.
So grateful.
I love it. And so, of course, A Hot Mess to Mindful Mom Parenting Guide, a perfect time for Mother's Day.
Yes, it's a perfect little surprise you'll get. This one's on pre-order. So my first book, Hot Mess to Mind, came out, and that is available. And this one, I'm letting lots of people pre-order it. So then just a great surprise comes in the mail to you in August.
Oh, I love that. You know, there's nothing better than getting something. That's why I it's funny, eBay and all those, you know, you order, you know you're ordering it, and then the next morning you get it on Prime, and it's like, it's here already? Okay. And it's so funny. Everybody always goes, oh, I've got a package. Like, you don't know. You ordered it, but it is exciting.
I know, but
about
it's so
doing
fun
that.
To get things in the mail.
I totally agree. So, Allie, I know you've been on my show before, and tell us a little bit about who you are for my listeners that are just tuning in.
Awesome. Yes, I am a speaker, an author, and a coach. I focus a lot on meditation and mindfulness and really simple and effective tools to bring more balance and joy into your life so you can just have more fun, have more energy, more connection, and take better care of yourself so you can care for everyone you love and bring your best self to the world. So I try to make it really relatable, really easy to use tools and techniques that everyone's like, oh my goodness, I can do that. It's not that hard.
I love it. And you know, I just want to tell my listeners about the cover of your book. It's so funny. This was my life. Okay. When I was growing up, when my kids were growing up, I had two girls, two boys, a dog. You know what I mean? You have everything going on. I had my businesses. It's like, oh my gosh. And you know, it's like a hot mess to Mindful Mom Parenting Guide. We were just talking about, you know, that 10 kids can, a mom can take care of 10 kids, but 10 kids can't take care of one mom. And it's interesting what we can do. And it's just, you know, but it's like multitasking. And so how do you slow down and take time for yourself? Because a better you is a better mom.
Absolutely. That is like my tagline, better you equals better mom. So in my books, Get the Most Out of Motherhood and Hot Mess to Mindful Mom, I talk a lot about using these really simple and effective tools and letting them fit seamlessly into your day. So moms are busy. Moms are going in a million directions. So turning these kind of moments that we might think of as wasted, like in line at the grocery store or at a traffic light or in carpool line or sitting on the bleacher or waiting for a soccer game to start, those are great places to breathe. Those are great places to use a little simple one-minute meditation, like matching your inhale and exhale, counting to three as you breathe in, counting to three as you breathe out. Those are great times to think of a few things you're grateful for, you know, to do an act of kindness, smile at someone, connect with someone. That can make someone. So there's lots of things you can do that really fit seamlessly into a busy mom life.
I love that. I love that.
And once you start doing them, it's just natural. It's habit.
Right.
Just getting started.
The biggest thing that you have to do is remember to do them. You know,
exactly.
We
so
get
for
so
like
overwhelmed.
Me, I use lots of reminders.
Yeah,
so
you
I
said
have...
that on your show on the last time you were on. You
yeah.
actually put it on your phone or your
yeah.
right? Okay.
Yep. Every day on my phone, an alarm goes off at 3 o'clock that says "Gratitude is my attitude," and I stop. I take a couple of deep breaths. I think of some things I'm grateful for. Recalibrate my energy. Come back to center and on with the day.
I love that. I love that. So, okay. So, how did you start giving parenting consequences that you don't hate yourself?
This is a really big one. I learned so much from this. So I actually realized I made a switch in my head. I used to think that if I didn't have the right consequence in the moment, a situation like right then and there, that it looked like my kids were running the house and I didn't know what I was doing. But what I realized was when I just would blurt something out, I always regretted the consequence I chose. And then I was stuck with it because, you know, cardinal rule of parenting is follow through. So what I realized was a different way, a better way for me to do this would be to say, okay, guys, you know what? This happened. Mommy needs a minute to think about it. I'm going to go in the other room. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to think. And I'm going to come up with something that feels really good and I think would be the most helpful for this situation.
Mm.
And I realized I could just take a minute.
Pause.
And calm down.
Pause.
And model for my kids that you can think, you can stop, you can pause. You don't have to just jump into something right away.
Right.
And so I was really modeling better behavior for them. And I consequences, it made sense because I actually thought about them. You know, we've all had mom moments where we just blurt out, like, no TV for 3 days. And then, like, 18 hours later, you're like, all I want to do is take a shower. Why did I say that?
I know, and you're trying to live through what you just, you know, or...
Like, you're punishing yourself.
Totally. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're going to be here all the way to 8 o'clock. We've got a whole nother show with some amazing guests. But right now we're talking with Allie Katz and her newest book, Get the Most Out of Motherhood. And of course, we are Mother's Weekend this weekend. But really, I think Mother's Day should be every day of the year, you know, because, you know, we do so much as mothers. And again, I mentioned it earlier, even the single fathers that are trying to mother their kids, you know, doing both the shares or the mothers that are doing the father's job, whatever it is, we need to honor those people because it's a hard job out there.
Yeah.
And then
I'm
you
so
have-
glad you mentioned that. I have a lot of dads that read my books too. And
see?
They're really, everyone needs self-care and everyone needs tips for bringing more mindfulness to the family and connecting. So even though there's mom in the title, these books are really for all parents.
I love it. So what are three tools to help one let go of their day and fall asleep faster? That's like my biggest thing. I can't turn my brain off when I'm in bed and I'm like, my husband's already like asleep. I'm like, how do men do this so much easier? I'm like,
I know,
already,
and you're like hating him in
yeah.
that moment. You're so jealous.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I used to be like that, but I've actually used these tools to train myself to fall asleep.
Okay, help me.
And it's changed my life. So the first one is this journaling to let go of the day.
Yeah.
So I used to get and drive myself crazy. So I'm going to try to make it short and sweet and explain how to do it quickly. So you keep a little pad next to your toothbrush. Okay, and this is the last thing you do before you get into bed. So brush your teeth, wash your face, all of that. Then you take a little piece of paper and you write everything you did that day. Okay. And then next to it, you write an adjective for how it made you feel. And some will be positive, some will be negative, some will be neutral. Happy, sad, excited, insecure, judged, bored, mad, frustrated, whatever it is. And you write them down. And then you turn the paper over and you rewrite the positive one. So you're ending on a positive. And then you take this piece of paper. It sounds so dorky, but I promise it works. You take this piece of paper to your toilet, you stand over your toilet, you rip it up into little tiny pieces, and you say out loud, goodbye day, goodbye, I'm done with you, it's a new day tomorrow,
I'm releasing my day, correct?
I am done with you, and then you flush, and you watch it go down the toilet, and that's it. And you get into bed, and it's like you've released it.
Wow, I like that.
Amazing.
Yeah, very good. So
that's
good.
The first step. And then... in the book, I have, in Get the Most Out of Motherhood, I have great breathing techniques to do once you get into bed that can really, really help also. And then I use oils before bed. I do some meditation before bed. I mean, I have lots of tools that I share in here.
I love that. I love that. And that's all in this book, correct?
Yes, it's all in Get the Most Out of Motherhood.
Okay. Yep. Are you already starting your next book?
Actually, I started making notes for my next book.
I figured.
My third book series is going to be all about 1 minute meditations for moms, because I have that in actually my first book, Hot Mess to Mindful Mom, but it's something that all parents and all busy people grab onto and just want more of. So I'm actually going to do a whole book based on that.
Wow.
So,
good for you.
Good
tuned. For you. That's awesome. So how can one find gratitude in the chaos of parenting? Okay. I mean, and when I said that, I answered my own question, because we're so grateful of our children, but I know my daughters, both of them have, one has twins and one lives actually by you. And I see her do her meditation, and I see her kind of take things a little bit slower so she doesn't just spout off, you know, and then I see my other one, but as a mom, I could feel their stress, because I've already been there, done that. But so what are some of the ways?
You know what I explain to people, because I have moms say, like, you talk about gratitude, but how am I supposed to feel grateful when my kid just threw up and I'm cleaning up all this crap around my house? And I totally get that. So I don't expect people to force themselves to think of something they're grateful for as, like, you're changing that explosive diaper, okay? So that's why, like, I talk about being real, keeping it real. That's why I really encourage people to start and end the day with gratitude. So, you know, have a little reminder again. Like, I keep it on my bathroom mirror. When I brush my teeth, I see it in the morning and the night, and I see that note that says gratitude, and I think of a few things I'm grateful for. So I'm starting my day from that really positive, appreciative place, and I'm ending my day there, reviewing the day, what was great about today, and really allowing myself to take a minute to practice that. And it sort of takes the pressure off from feeling like throughout the day, I'm supposed to be grateful. So just let yourself calm down, let yourself, you know, chill a little bit, and then practice some gratitude.
I love
that.
Allie, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Of course.
When we come back, we're going to talk about technology, and that's a big thing in families, and I'm excited to talk about that. I do want to remind my listeners that our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give away some Ojai Wine Festival tickets, and of course, that's coming up. That's the 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival. That will be June 11th, 12 to 4 over at Lake Casitas area. Recreational area, beautiful area over there, and lots of stuff going on. So check that out at OhioWineFestival.com. If you don't win tickets, call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. ever, give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Studio Channel Islands has an exciting event coming up. It's the 4th Annual Arts Alive Festival. This two-day event features more than 125 artists, entertainers, and art organizations. Bring the entire family and enjoy Kids Corner, art demos, music, singing, dancing, and more. The festival takes place on Saturday, May 27th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, May 28th from 11 to 4. Also, visit Studio Channel Islands Art Studios on the first day of each month. View more than 40 of the area's best artists, paintings, and sculptures. Open to the public every first Saturday of the month. Free admission and free parking. June 3rd, July 1st, and August 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, please visit StudioChannelIslands.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you to stay with us all the way through 8 o'clock. And, of course, we've got Angela May, Ojai Wine Festival coming on. And then, of course, Lisa Carey, Strawberry Festival. And then we've got Doris Muna. And we're going to be talking about technology of feeling energy. And she's amazing. So I hope that you stay with me all the way through that. Right now, we're talking with Allie Katz, and we're talking about getting the most out of motherhood. And we were going to walk into, we've got a couple minutes left, of best tips for handling technology. Allie, help us.
Hi there.
Help us with that technology.
Well, but you know what? It's such a great topic. It's such a big topic. I think one really important thing is modeling for our kids. You know, they listen so much more to what we, they pay attention to so much more to what we do than what we say. So we can say, get off your phone. But I think some of it is
example,
really
example.
How much are we on our phone and what kind of example are we setting?
I love
so
that.
So that is really big. Not allow phones at family meals is super important. And also, letting your kids, a fun kind of way they can earn screen time is by doing things like if they spend 30 minutes reading, maybe they can earn 10 or 15 of screen time. Mm. Or they can earn screen time by doing chores. Mm-hmm. Or staying off all week and then having unlimited time one day on the weekend.
Right.
Or
right.
A certain amount of time off earns a fun outing, like an ice cream date or trip to
right. Allie, we are almost at the end of our show. Where do we get your book? I want to have you back on. There's so many things that we could talk about.
I know.
You've got to come back. So
I will come back anytime.
All right.
You
I love
talking.
You can
get my books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. They're everywhere. So super easy to find. I mean, Amazon's where I order everything for my life. So I always hop on there, but Barnes & Noble has them also.
I love it. And again, we're talking about Allie Katz, get the most out of motherhood. Get that for your for any of your moms right now. That's a perfect gift. So again, happy Mother's Day, and thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
You.
And of course, anybody misses any of our shows, you can always go to our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Subscribe right there. You'll hear all of our shows. And of course, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. A mother understands what a child does not have to say. With that, you've been listening to the first half of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.